From the Supreme Court today, a number of key rulings, including a landmark church-state decision on school vouchers and a close vote on judicial candidates and free speech rights. We'll hear more about those in a moment. First, to the decision that public schools can require drug testing of students even when there's no suspicion of drug use. In a 5-4 ruling, the court said it is legal for a school in Oklahoma to test kids involved in many extracurricular activities. Teachers and civil liberties groups say the ruling will simply drive students away from activities that might keep them off of drugs. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Once again, the Supreme Court says schools can require drug tests of students. The last time was in 1995. Then the court said a school in Oregon could force student athletes to get tested. That school believed it had a big problem with drugs among athletes. That's why Graham Boyd of the American Civil Liberties Union feels today's decision goes too far.
Today, the court has said even when there is no reason to test a group of students, a school can go ahead and do it.
Officials of Tecumseh High School outside Oklahoma City concede they knew of no huge drug problem, but they say they had evidence of some drug use and wanted to take action before it got worse. So they decided anyone involved in outside activities that are competitive in nature, from Future Farmers of America to cheerleaders, had to submit a urine sample. The school thought about testing everyone, but Ed Darden of the National School Boards Association says the district decided on a more moderate step to avoid a constitutional challenge.
We're talking about something that is a privilege as opposed to a right, which is the participation in extracurricular activities. And what this simply says is if you're going to participate in these extras, something that goes beyond your basic education, then there is a condition that you must meet, and that condition is that you must be drug-free.
The justices did not rule on whether all students could be tested, but opponents of testing say the Tecumseh program is anything but moderate. Lindsay Earls, the student who brought this case, described a deep violation of her privacy. She had to submit a urine sample while a teacher waited outside the bathroom to make sure she didn't substitute a doctored sample. But Earl says the program has another problem. It just isn't effective. Now in college at Dartmouth, Earl says the best way to discourage drug use is to encourage after-school activities.
There were kids who dropped out of their extracurricular activities in protest, and this policy is driving these kids away from these activities that are keeping them off drugs. I really don't see how it's helping anyone at all.
And school officials were not able to show that testing is an effective way to stop drug use. But the court said today they didn't have to, that testing is a reasonable means of furthering the school district's important interest in preventing drug use. Ed Darden of the National School Boards Association says testing makes drug avoidance socially acceptable.
What the school district is looking to do is to change the whole culture and to eliminate the peer pressure that comes along with using drugs. And if you've got a random program that's there and at any time you might get called down, then you're a whole lot less likely to do drugs.
While schools are now free to test many students, that doesn't mean they will. Tom Fries is a board member with the Dublin, Ohio schools. His district just dropped a testing program for athletes. Out of nearly 3,000 tests, only 11 showed up positive.
We felt money would be better spent. Our $75,000 a year would be better spent hiring another counselor and attacking the problem that way, trying to get parents and families and the community more involved in it.
The vast majority of school districts have come to the same conclusion and opted not to test. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.